Cheaper labor markets continue to lure U.S. companies and jobs elsewhere. Increasingly, local and state officials are pressured to offer incentives and subsidies in an effort to save jobs and keep factories from leaving. Michigan Radio's Kayomi Getz reports on the struggle one town is facing to keep its biggest employer from moving thousands of jobs to Mexico.
It's almost 2:30 in the afternoon, and the second shift at an Electrolux refrigerator factory in Greenville, Michigan, is just beginning. In the bitterly cold air, workers are lining up to swipe their employee ID cards and walk through a steel turnstile. Tim Minzi sits in his white pickup truck smoking a cigarette before he heads inside. He's worked at this plant for nearly 33 years and can't imagine it closing.
It'll be hard. You know, I'm 51. I'd have to go out and find another job. I was hoping to get one more contract, and I'd be old enough to retire at 55. Wouldn't be much, but it'd be better than nothing.
The 2,700 workers here were stunned recently when they heard the plant might close. Swedish-based Electrolux, the world's leading household appliance manufacturer, told analysts in October it was considering moving the plant to Mexico in search of lower labor costs. Tony Evans, spokesman for Electrolux North America, whose products include Frigidaire, says all of its competitors already operate plants in Mexico.
What we are looking for is ways and means to overcome that competitive differential, both in the immediate term and for the long-term nature.
Workers here earn $13 to $15 an hour plus benefits. Electrolux estimates that's about 10 times what they would have to pay workers in Mexico. But local and state officials and union leaders are putting up a fight to keep this plant running. They're trying to sweeten an incentive package before the company makes its final decision early next year. Greenville City Manager George Bosonic says the tight state budget means less revenue for the city of 8,000, and offering to forgo even more revenue to help Electrolux is painful.
We don't have a choice. Either way, we lose it. If they leave, the $437,000 is gone. If they stay, then it's in Renaissance Zone. We have to give it up.
That's on top of a 12-year tax abatement already given to Electrolux for reinvesting in the factory. Tim Bardick is an economist with the Upjohn Institute in Kalamazoo. He says with more companies able to manufacture their products anywhere, they're not as willing to pay high municipal tax rates.
With this competitive system, it's increasingly difficult to sustain that traditional system. And so what you see all across the country is a lot of pressure to lower business taxes in one way or another.
That pressure is especially acute in Michigan, a state that has seen 170,000 manufacturing jobs evaporate during the past 3 years. Since 1999, Michigan has promised more than $170 million in tax credits to win or retain plants that would otherwise have gone to a foreign country. MIT economist Michael Greenstone recently studied the economic growth of 82 counties that won or kept new plants over a decade. He says the winners clearly benefited from attracting and keeping the factories.
A lot of people think that the provision of subsidies is evidence of the waste of taxpayer money, but our findings were surprising to us, seem to indicate that counties that successfully win these plants actually do better than the ones that don't.
Back at the Electrolux plant, 57-year-old Alvin Stratton is leaving work. He says while he might not understand the economics of the situation,
but we understand that we're running a lot of units, and boy, it seems like there should be good profit.
Today, with 3,000 refrigerators made in just 8 hours, Stratton says it felt like a good day. For NPR News, I'm Kayomi Getz in Grand Rapids.